USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus still dominating the news around the globe as Italy's begun an extraordinary sweeping lockdown, while in China, the diminishing threat there has that nation edging back towards normal after weeks of extreme quarantine measures. China reporting just 19 new infections yesterday, down from thousands each day last month. President Trump vowing to look to provide relief to workers and businesses as coronavirus fears continue to shake the economy. He explained yesterday he'll be meeting with Republican members of the Senate today to push for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers. At a U.S. House hearing this morning, Democrats are accusing the administration of failures when it came to the coronavirus response.
Other countries have been testing thousands of people for weeks, but the U.S. is woefully behind the curve.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As five states go to the primary polls and one state holds a Democratic caucus, it's between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders now. Although Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is continuing her long shot campaign. Biden campaigning in Detroit last night, telling the crowd,
"We're going to unite Democrats, Republicans, and independents of every stripe. That's what the nation needs. We got to bring the country together."
Bernie Sanders held a rally in Ann Arbor, Michigan yesterday, where this Sanders supporter said,
"My son, who is part of the LGBTQ community, and my daughter, they are young right now. They're teenagers, but this country is going to be left in their hands and in their peers' hands. And I believe Bernie is the right person, the right candidate to set them up."
A federal appeals court ruling today that Stairway to Heaven is all Led Zeppelin's and that it did not commit copyright infringement with its 1971 hit. It had been accused by a member of the rock group Spirit of stealing it. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal regulators accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening those fake accounts between 2008 and 2016, which is when Wells Fargo admitted its employees had opened fake accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, meaning bank employees moved money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement has been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams as well as two additional roster spots per team. Don't bother trying to get tickets to Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune soon, as reports are the two game shows will tape without live audiences starting Tuesday because of the coronavirus. And California is apparently the place to be if you want to be happy. According to a new study from WalletHub, it put together the top 20 happiest cities in America based on depression rate, income growth rate, and other factors. Three California cities made the top five, including Fremont at number one. San Jose's number three, Irvine number four. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off, but they're spending a lot of money and they are working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits. The Dow opened up more than 900 points following a more than 2,000-point drop on Monday. Joe is a veteran money manager and tells CNBC,
"The losses that we had the last couple of weeks, you haven't really gotten that statement yet. I moved all my money into treasuries 3 weeks ago because I saw this coming."
In trading, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off, but they're spending a lot of money and they are working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits. The Dow opened up more than 900 points following a more than 2,000-point drop on Monday. Joe is a veteran money manager and tells CNBC,
"The losses that we had the last couple of weeks, you haven't really gotten that statement yet. I moved all my money into treasuries 3 weeks ago because I saw this coming."
In trading, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Voters in six states are heading to the polls today as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Another round of primaries today. The Democratic race essentially coming down now to just two candidates in Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. However, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard said last night she is continuing her long shot campaign.
My candidacy, this is the reason why I ran for president, really bringing the point that the most important responsibility that the president has is to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
Gabbard speaking there last night on Fox News.
Elon Musk is worried SpaceX won't go to Mars before he dies. Speaking at the Satellite 2020 conference in Washington, D.C., the billionaire CEO says he's definitely going to be dead if the rocket company doesn't pick up the pace. Musk also lamented on Monday that it's taken 18 years just to get ready to put people in Earth orbit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Preparing your taxes can be a headache. For many taxpayers, it doesn't have to come with a cost, too. Between public and private options, both online and in person, there are a number of options for free preparation and filing. For about 70% of the nation's taxpayers, those with an adjusted gross income of under $69,000 or less in 2019, the IRS has a program called the IRS File Free Program. Now, you can check it out on the IRS website if you're interested. Now, let's say you've done your taxes and this year you're getting a big return. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says those big returns are not ways to depend on money every spring.
Depending on your tax refund is not a personal finance strategy. Another way, this is literally just money you are giving interest-free to the government for an entire year when you certainly could be doing more with that money for your own personal financial future, particularly after the changes that were made in the law in 2017. Changes to the withholding components in the law made sure that Americans got more money back in their paycheck every month, $100 or $200 for the typical American every single month. So think about what you could do with that money. Rather than letting the government hold on to it for you, you could be investing that. You could be saving it. You could be using it to pay down debt. All of those are better things to do than to be waiting until April 15th to get a tax refund back, because then that money can't work for you and then it could have been doing over the course of the previous year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with William Christie. He's the author of A Single Spy. It is a fascinating novel of historical fiction. William Christie, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, if you could. Now, this is set in the 1940s, in the midst of World War II. Who is Alexei Ivanovich Smirnov?
He is the single spy of the title, and we meet him as a boy in the 1930s in the Soviet Union, and he is trained by Russian intelligence as a spy. He's inserted into Nazi Germany before the war, and when the war begins, he manages to join the German army as an intelligence officer, a classic Russian mole. And the plot of the novel deals with a German plan to assassinate Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin during the Tehran Conference of 1943.
Now, it's really fascinating to think about as a historical alternative possibility, because not many times in history do you get the three late leaders of three great leaders of the Allies all in one place, and it really is an opportunity for some mayhem. They met together to plot strategy against the Nazis in Iran, the three of them together. And I imagine you had a lot of interesting times sort of ferreting out the possibilities, just thinking about, wow, these guys are in one place. What could have happened? I mean, should they have left Churchill out as the designated survivor or something?
Well, you know, there was an actual German plan called Operation Long Jump.
Wow.
to execute an assassination of the big three during the Tehran Conference. Now, historically, that's where we diverge. Otto Skorzeny, who was Hitler's favorite commando, was given the assignment, and he said post-war that he had never carried it out. The Russians always claimed that they had thwarted the plot. So, for a fiction writer, there's your perfect opportunity.
Yeah, fantastic. We're speaking with William Christie. He's the author of A Single Spy. Now, we have a lot of interesting circumstances in the world today. We have our own set of intrigues and espionages. We have Russia supposedly trying to hack into the United States, possibly France now, given what we see in the last week. We have all sorts of assumptions about what could be going on to undermine and infiltrate the North Korean regime from outside and prevent them from testing missiles. We have involvement in Syria, in the Middle East. I ask you, I mean, this is set to a degree in the Middle East because it's Iran, but what do you think the possibilities are today? I mean, what is the historical fiction of the future going to have in store for us, do you think?
Well, espionage is always the world's second oldest profession. And, you know, even when countries, particularly the Russians, they've always played a very, very long game when it comes to espionage. Even when they were allied with Germany before World War II, they were still spying on them. They would spend literally decades, if not a generation, putting agents in place that might come to fruition and might not come to fruition. Whether you're talking about technology, hacking, signals intelligence, whatever, the Russians have always thought that having a single human spy in the right place in the right time can change the course of history. And it's proven correct from them on a number of